John.
I would like to welcome the honorable member to Otley, Mark Corey. Mark Corey is a Liberal State member to New South Wales. He is a friend of the Coptic Church. I have known Mark and his family for a long, long time. He's a very intelligent young politician. He likes our church. He's very committed. He's very involved. He knows the issues in the Coptic Church, and he wants us to help us in a lot of ways. And Mark is one of those politicians that very soon you will see him as state minister in New South Wales. Mark is our voice in the New South Wales government. So if we have an issue, he will talk to the Premier himself. If we have an issue with the council, he will do that. He's our eye, he's our voice in the New South Wales Parliament. So it is very important. We have Mark over, and I would like to introduce my good friend Mark Corey.
Well, thank you, John Nerth. Thank you very much for that. And of course, I acknowledge Father Jacob, Father Jonathan, Father Joseph here today. As John said, I'm a great supporter of the Coptic community. I'll give you a brief introduction. My grandparents were born in Egypt, and my grandmother tells me that I was named after St. Mark. I cover the Otley electorate, which covers the suburbs of Otley, Hurstville, Penzurst, Mortdale, Peakhurst, Peakhurst Heights, Lugano, Ngawi, and Beverly Hills. And next month marks our 12th month in office, 1 year in office, and it's 12 months of achievements. We've seen record spending by the new government in our local community when it comes to health, when it comes to police and law and order, when it comes to education, and of course transport. But I'm here today to get to know you, to get to know each and every one of you. As John said before, I am your voice in the New South Wales Parliament. I'm a big supporter and a keen supporter to do what I can to help your community by taking your concerns and your messages straight to the Premier and straight to the Minister, Victor Dominello. My aim, of course, is to have both the Premier here one day visiting St. Mark's, and of course Victor Dominello, who is the Minister for Citizenship and is the Minister for Communities and Aboriginal Affairs and Volunteering. Having him come out to St. Mark's will send a clear message that, you know, we are serious. We are really want to help your community. And as was mentioned before, you know, as a state member of Parliament, my job is to help you and your community, your families, on any one of the issues in health and education and law and order. And we can also help if there are, of course, issues with immigration. But it's, of course, great to be here today. I felt very welcome. I felt at home, and it's an honour to be here, and I'm sure we'll be back here in the near future. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
We thank you very much, Mr. Mark Corey, and we tell him every time he meets his grandparents, you are very much welcome to come to St. Mark Church. They are Egyptian, and we honor St. Mark very much, and we are very happy to have you with us today, really, and anytime you are very much welcome to be with us. And I know very much from Abuna Agustinus and Abuna Ya'ub. They visited his office 2 weeks ago, and they came very, very happy, and they promised a lot of support to our community and our church. It is always a pleasure to have you among us, Mark. Thank you very, very much for being with us here. Yeah.